They had come to the windows of the locked room, French windows which opened onto the lawn at the back of the house. But now they were closed. Antony couldn't help feeling a thrill of excitement as he followed Cayley's example, and put his face close up to the glass. For the first time he wondered if there really had been a revolver shot in this mysterious room. It had all seemed so absurd and melodramatic from the other side of the door. But if there had been one shot, why should there not be two more? At the careless fools who were pressing their noses against the panes and asking for it.
"My God, can you see it?" said Cayley in a shaking voice. "Down there, look."
The next moment Antony saw it. A man was lying on the floor at the far end of the room, his back towards them.
A man? Or the body of a man?
"Who is it?" said Antony.
"I don't know," the other whispered.
"Well, we'd better go and see." He considered the windows for a moment. "I should think if you put your weight into it, just where they join, they'll give all right. Otherwise we can kick the glass in." Without saying anything, Cayley put his weight into it. The window gave, and they went into the room. Cayley walked quickly to the body, and dropped on his knees by it. For the moment he seemed to hesitate. Then, with an effort, he put a hand onto its shoulder and pulled it over.